What's up?
Oh no. did you hear the news?
What's the news? Did Baby Yoda die?
No, not yet, unfortunately. The guy from Trapped got kicked out of the band.
Well, let me just, it is about damn time that that happened.
Do you think that he can still take on anyone?
I doubt it. No.
No. Well, I don't think we've introed the podcast the past couple times we've done it. So you're listening to the D College Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Bradley.
And I'm your other host, James.
And, you know, sometimes we talk about Disney, sometimes we don't. But we should probably address one thing. Last week we said that we were going to be doing a top 20 song countdown of the year. We recorded that last week and the audio was horrendous. So if you heard the audio in our last episode that was kind of messed up, that's why. It was an hour and a half full of that. So that's our long lost episode now.
And maybe we'll re-record it in the future, like maybe like 7 or 8 years from now.
Yeah, the 7 or 8 years from now, we'll do the top 10 from 2020.
And people would be like, wow, that was like a decade ago.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing about that is, one, it was our longest episode ever. It was like an hour and 30 minutes. But then at the end of our last episode, we also said that there was a joke that we were going to explain in the next one. Could not tell you what that joke is. So if you were hoping that you would find out what the joke is, I don't even know.
Yeah, same. Like, I don't even remember what we talked about yesterday.
Yeah. My favorite part of our last episode that we recorded, though, was the grossest line that we had ever said in a podcast. Do you remember what it was?
I don't recall. What did we say?
Oh, to get in the Christmas spirit, we talked about Santa taking a big poop in all your stockings. It was too good of a line that I couldn't let it be forgotten, especially because this is essentially our Christmas episode in a weird sort of way.
Oh, happy holidays, Brad.
Oh, happy holidays, James. You know what I got you?
What'd you get me?
I got you this H3 Ethan Klein's This Smells Like My Butthole candle.
It's just what I always wanted.
Should I do a live smell test?
Yeah, do it.
It smells like a butthole. It smells like, you know what it actually smells like? It smells like if someone like ate puke or something and then pooped that out. It's really bad. I recorded myself doing that reaction, so I will post it. I'll probably end up posting it on the Tuesday before this episode comes out.
Oh, man.
But one of my cats, Mia, is sitting right next to me, and she won't stop smelling this candle. So I think she likes it.
Maybe it was designed for cats.
Maybe. Like, I smelt it and I'm like, that is not the smell. I thought it's like, it's sweat, puke, and poop. Like, it's gross. If there was a way I could send you how this smells, then I would.
I mean, you could always put your, send me a scratch and sniff Christmas card. That'd be a way.
I don't know how I would get the candle into the scratch and sniff, though. I don't think I'll ever light this candle. Ever. You know what it says under This Smells Like My Butthole?
What does it say?
Booty perfume. Perfume? Perfume? Ugh. This is going to be a new party like trick. Bring it out and just be like, hey, smell this candle. Once you smell this thing, I promise you, you'll never smell anything. You know what it is? It's a good COVID test.
Oh.
Like, you know how they say that if you can't smell it, like when you have COVID, you can't smell something? You can just smell it. And if you can't smell it, then you have COVID. Well, good news, one, you can't smell it. But bad news, two, you have COVID. Surprise. So we got some topics to talk about today. The first one is super Disney related. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
So yesterday we were talking and you told me that you used to wear Bob Marley shirts. What's your favorite Bob Marley song?
Ooh, favorite Bob Marley song. Probably One Love, but I haven't listened to Bob Marley since I think it was 2012.
Oh, you know what? I kept making fun of, or not making fun of, but I was like, I don't think James has ever listened to Bob Marley. But then I remember in like high school, you and one of our friends just kept yelling, Bob Marley, like over and over and over again.
Bob Marley.
Yeah. So you know what? I have to scratch this off of our list, but I don't think I ever remember you wearing Bob Marley shirts. So, you know. On to the
So
next thing.
I will tell you before we move on my birthday in 2012, I went to Best Buy and I did in fact buy one of Bob Marley's CDs.
Was I there?
I don't know. You might have been. I think
I don't
Nick was
remember.
there. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you were there.
Okay, I think I was there. I do remember that. You know what I do? You bought it from the $5 bin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was there. Good for me.
Yeah. That was a very short-lived Bob Marley phase, though.
Yeah, you're kind of like our friend Ryan, who like he did I ever did you know that one time he bought an ABBA CD? And I mean, ABBA's great, but he listened to like we were probably 12, and he had any CD he could have picked. Now on this way up to our camping trip, all he listened to was ABBA's Greatest Hits on repeat.
I did hear about that.
I did not know they had that many songs. Good for them.
Yeah.
So, moving on to I guess some Disney news. Did you see in Animal Kingdom that they are getting rid of that dinosaur spinny ride?
I did the Primeval Whirl.
I know. Did you go on that with me?
I did not, haven't been
You
on it.
didn't? Oh, because I rode that like twice in a row. It's awful. It's not a fun ride. But you know, that's the thing. Every time I go to the parks, I look forward to seeing that ride and just saying, "Oh, that's the ride everybody hates." But it looks like it's going away.
Yeah, it was one of their least favorite attractions at Animal Kingdom. So they're going to discontinue it and probably put something else in at a later date.
Do you have any like, what's it called at a funeral where you like a eulogy? Do you have a eulogy that you would like to read for Primeval? Is that what it's called? Primeval Whirl?
Yeah, Primeval World. Yeah. So Primeval World. You're probably one of the least favorite rides at Animal Kingdom. And no one will miss you.
Except for Bradley.
Except for Bradley, a little bit.
A little bit. Typically, I'd walk right past it and get a dinosaur. So, you know.
Dinosaur.
Yeah. Did we ever say this on the show that the time that you were like, oh, dinosaur is my favorite ride? And then we get to Animal Kingdom and you're like, I'm not riding that. You're like, that's too scary. And we were like, but James, you said it's your favorite ride. And you're like, no, I didn't. I never said that. So, what is the truth? Is it your favorite ride?
It used to be my favorite ride at Animal Kingdom, but when we were on the college program, I rode Flight of Passage during my second week there, and that easily moved me up to that moved up to number one. But Dinosaur is a close second, I would say.
So, are you actually afraid of the ride?
No, not at all.
Oh, so you were lying to us.
I was. It was a fib.
Oh, we're gonna have to talk about this after the show.
Got him. So real quick, like it wasn't necessarily a total lie because the first time I ever went to Disney, I was mortified of the dinosaur when they take your picture and the big dinosaur comes running at you.
Oh yeah.
Terrified me. I still remember my picture, like I'm like squinching into my shoulder, like looking away from the dinosaur, and it's just It's terrifying.
Well, did you know that in like 1999, that ride opened as a different ride?
No
It
way.
was called like Road to Extinction or something. Or something extinction. Path to Extinction maybe. And so at the end, from what I've read, it's a lot darker. They recently have turned, or in like 2000, they turned down how bumpy it was. It used to be bumpier.
Oh no.
And at the end, when you're going towards the thing, it's not a dinosaur that jumps at you, it's a meteor.
Oh dang.
Yeah, and then the only reason it changed was because they came out with that movie in 2000 called Dinosaur, and they wanted to promote the ride that way. And even though it has nothing to do with that movie,
Oh dang.
it was called Countdown to Extinction.
Oh wow.
Yeah. And I think they thought it was too dark because of, if you don't make it, then you're all dead because of, the asteroid. I mean, but the same thing with the dinosaur, I guess. Like if the dinosaur comes down, he's obviously going to eat you. He's not going to be like, let's have a cup of tea and.
He's like, I'm hungry. Gonna munch your head off. It tastes pretty good. I'm gonna have another one of you.
Was it you who said you almost fell out of the vehicle when we were on it?
I think so. Yeah.
I don't think you almost did though, because you're strapped in.
Well, not like completely fell out, but I feel like I don't know if it was my seatbelt wasn't fully like locked in or something. But I felt like I was sliding around a little bit in the car.
Yeah, I was too. That's the point of the ride.
But like not in the seat, like you're like moving around, doing all that, doing being crazy and all that.
What would have happened if you had fallen out of the ride? Would they have stopped it, or would the dinosaurs have gotten you?
Well, the dinosaurs probably would have gotten me. That way they would have abandoned the vehicle and been like, James is tasty. Yum, yummy.
Then we would have had to go back in time and try to get you again.
Yeah. It would have been like a whole Back to the Future kind of thing.
So moving on, this comes from Connor from the No Highway Option podcast, who is also a frequent guest on here. He informed me that there is now a playlist on Spotify. It's a Disney McDonald's playlist, and it's narrated by Goofy.
No way.
Yeah, so he'll introduce every song, which I listened to part of it, and it's terrifying.
That would explain that that picture that you sent me last night.
Yep, the picture that's going to be our that everybody will have seen by now, the one with a murderer Goofy with a next to the Spotify
Yeah, because I was so confused by that. I was like, oh, we're bringing Goofy back on? Like, what the heck? What does that mean?
We've never had Goofy on before. We've
Oh,
had
right. That was
Mickey on
Mickey. That was
before.
no, we've had Mickey on.
Yeah, but no, he's now hosting a Spotify playlist where I don't think he knows anything about the songs that he's talking about. He just kind of laughs or says something like, peanut butter and jelly is my favorite, and then laughs again. And it's no, it's just bad.
That's goofy.
No, it's not goofy. It's terrifying. Oh, you
I
meant as the
did, but that works so much better.
because it's a McDonald's playlist, I'm not McLovin
Zing.
it. So we will not be posting a link to
Yeah, no. If you want to look it up, you do so at your own risk, but we're not going to help you find that.
No, we are not. That's essentially like you can go to jail if you listen to that. It's bad. So moving on. Did you see all the news about Spider-Man 3?
I did. I read that they're bringing back, what was it, Dr. Octopus from the original Spider-Man 2.
Yep.
I forget what the actor's name is.
Yeah, his name is Alfred something. Alfred His last name starts with M, Milani or something.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited to see him back in it.
Didn't he die in Spider-Man 2?
He did, yeah. He took down the machine and then it fell on top of him.
So how would they bring him back if he's dead?
Well, they might try to do it like pre-dying, like when he's trying to build the machine, like they might hop in there and like bring him forward in time to another universe. Or the other thing they could do, which is just speculation, because it's like a multiverse thing, there could be multiple areas, like one where he didn't die and his plan actually worked.
That's true. But did you see who else they're bringing back?
Who are they bringing back?
They're bringing back Andrew Garfield, Emma Stone, what's his name? Jamie Foxx's character,
Electro.
Electro.
Please tell me they're bringing Tobey Maguire back.
That's the rumor. They're also bringing Tobey Maguire, Kirsten Dunst, and there's another guy. I don't remember, but they're all coming back, supposedly.
Just saying, if they bring Andrew Garfield back, like if that's confirmed, they have to bring Tobey Maguire back. Like it's a package deal.
I think I'd prefer Tobey Maguire over Andrew Garfield.
Oh yeah, same. The original Spider-Man, he was outstanding, but
Yeah, I think what it's going to be is there's a rumor that they're planning on announcing it, but I have a weird feeling it's going to be announced and it just happened at the very end, leading into the other ones, like into another series, like into Spider-Man 4, kind of because this is the last one Marvel's involved in, so they're probably trying to set something up for Sony to have their own
Yeah,
little universe.
I could see them doing that.
Oh, and Doctor Strange is also in it.
Of course, of course.
Yeah, so those are that's coming out this year or no? Technically not this year. 20 What year is next year? 2021?
Yeah, 2021.
Yeah, it comes out next year. So
Also, can you believe there were only 1 more week left of, or technically 1.5 weeks of 2020?
no, that's mind-blowing. The fact that because initially our plan was to just kind of record two episodes since the holidays are coming around. But with that issue, this is a kind of improv episode. So they're coming quick. They're coming very quick.
Oh,
Lots
yeah.
of, oh no, I'm looking at the Disney Twitter and they posted a picture of Goofy.
Oh, no.
He's being hung up by Christmas lights.
Oh, no.
I'll post it on Christmas. But did you see how Goofy looks in the cartoons now?
No, I haven't watched any of the cartoons. Oh, boy.
He looks like a psycho. He's terrifying. Like if they had that version hanging from the Disney University ceiling, I think you'd get a lot of people quitting.
Oh no.
Yeah, that's how terrifying. All right, so obviously, think that the good reason that we have to not do our music episode and do this episode is we time this up around Disney Investor Day.
Investor Day.
So everybody this Sunday is going to be like,
Adventure Day. Wait, no. Investor Day.
yeah, so there was a lot of stuff announced, all in a very short amount of time. So
Oh
I'm
yeah.
going to.
Oh yeah. They like crammed everything. Like 2020 was Disney's year.
Yeah, the first thing I'll say is they renewed It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia for four more seasons. So that's running, it's going to be the longest running sitcom ever at 18 seasons.
Oh yeah, I saw that earlier and I thought, Bradley's going to be really excited about this.
Oh, I am. Oh, I am. I think that's going to be the next Disney property that is going to be huge. It's going to be like, you know how The Simpsons are Disney now?
Yeah.
It's Always Sunny are going to be the face of Disney soon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Charlie Day is going to become an official Disney prince.
Yeah, that would be awesome. So the first piece of investor news is that I don't know how to say this name. The Raya, is that what it is? Raya and the Last Dragon.
Yeah, Raya and the Last Dragon.
Yeah, that's going to be on Disney Plus the same day as theaters.
Yeah, so Raya is going to be released like Mulan previously this year. It's going to be a Premier Access exclusive. So you'll have to pay $30 to access the movie. And then I don't know if it said if it was going to be released like on Disney Plus at a later date for everyone else, but for right now, it's
Yeah.
just going to be in theaters and Premier Access.
I would imagine it will. It'll probably be a couple months, but it will. The same thing, Mulan just got put out, so.
Yeah.
But did you see the other, this is not Disney related, but did you see, Warner Brothers? They're
Yeah.
putting every one of their movies out next year on streaming for free on HBO Max. So like
Ooh.
the Tom and Jerry movie, Kong versus Godzilla, Dune, Conjuring 3, Space Jam 2, all those movies are going to be out on HBO Max for free while they're in theaters.
Oh no.
Yeah, so and it's only it's they're only going to be on HBO Max for a month, and then the theaters get them for the rest of the time until after DVD. But that's going to kill a lot of theaters, but at the same time, I'm very happy for it because now I don't have to leave.
Yeah, like I'm not really sure what that gets, like, what's the point of that? Like, I would expect it to be in theaters first and then release it digitally like a month later.
Well, the sad part is because they're the ones that made the theaters all open because they put out Tenet. So now that all the theaters are open, they're kind of screwing them over by saying they're also going to be for free on HBO Max because like I have HBO Max and like I'd rather watch it for free on that than go see some of the movies in theaters with a mask on the whole time.
Yeah, true. It's not the same experience anymore.
Well, back to Disney. The next thing I see on here is Rangers of the New Republic. Do you know anything about that?
So as far as I know, that's going to be taking place during the Mandalorian period, so after episode 6 and before episode 7. And it's just going to be like the New Republic forming before they go off and fight the First Order.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that one.
That should be good. Then they also have a spin-off of The Mandalorian called, I don't even know what this says. It starts with an A.
Ahsoka.
Actually, yeah.
So you're gonna love this one. It's based on a character that was developed for the Star Wars The Clone Wars TV show.
Oh no.
Anakin. Some spoilers coming ahead, so you've been warned. Basically, during the Clone Wars, Anakin Skywalker gets an apprentice named Ahsoka, and towards the end of the Clone Wars, she is kicked out of the Jedi Order because there's some political stuff going on, and they're like, "Oh, we can't have her in. We can't look bad. We got to get rid of her." So then she kind of goes off and does her own thing, like trying to help the galaxy. So this is kind of like what she's been up to. After, I guess it's between, after episode 6, I think it is.
Well, if it has to do with Clone Wars, I probably won't watch it. But I know a lot of people will enjoy it, so that's good. Moving on to the one that I'm actually pretty excited for is the Obi-Wan show. It has, what's his name, coming back as Darth Vader.
Yeah,
And
Hayden Christensen's coming back to star alongside Ewan McGregor, and they're going to have a showdown, and I am so ready for it.
yeah, I'll probably watch that one. Because the thing with me with Star Wars is it gets very confusing, the timelines. So I think since I saw all the main movies with them in it, I'll be able to follow it a bit better.
Yeah, I feel that. Also, they better make a joke to reference the high ground. In that series.
Oh, you know they won't. I wish they would. But Star Wars takes itself very seriously, so.
Oh, they're super serious about it.
Yeah, I know. Hopefully the dialogue will be better than that movie. Like, what did he say? I hate the sand or something. It's so coarse.
I don't like sand. It's coarse, it's rough, and it gets everywhere.
God. So we're going to skim over the other Star Wars ones. We got The Bad Batch, which is an animated series.
More Clone Wars.
Is it? Is that what it is? It legit is. The commercial flashes Clone Wars before Bad Batch. I thought that ended. That was your favorite movie.
Yeah, that's gonna be fun. It's kind of like Suicide Squad, but for Star Wars.
So, like, is Darth Vader, like, does he assemble a team? And then Will Smith comes in with Jared Leto Joker, and they go fight the witch person.
Yeah. Except Will Smith is Rambo instead of
Rambo's
Deadshot.
In it?
Well, technically, that's what the I guess you call the leader of the group. That's kind of like what he's meant to be.
Oh, so it's not Sylvester Stallone?
No.
Oh, that
it's
would
Will
have been
Smith.
In the show that we're talking about, Bad Batch?
Yeah, it's Will Smith as Rambo.
Okay, I'm looking at the people. Will Smith is not in this.
Yeah, he's not in it, but it'd be pretty weird if he was, you know?
Yeah, moving on. We got short films, which is called Visions. And then we have a Lando series, which I'm guessing is going to have Donald Glover in it, right? So that should be pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing any other Star Wars. So then we get, oh, they're making a new Star Wars movie with the guy who directed Thor 2. I mean, Thor 3. That should be pretty good.
Yeah. I don't even know how to pronounce his name. I'm gonna butcher it so bad.
It's like Takiti Watiti.
Yeah. And he's outstanding in his work because he did Thor 3 and he did some episodes of The Mandalorian as well. And those are pretty top notch.
He also did what's that movie that came out last year? The one with the little kid who with Hitler. He keeps
Was it Jojo Rabbit?
Yeah, he made that. And he was also he starred in the movie as Hitler.
What a guy.
Yeah. So as we go down, there's an Alien TV show coming out, which will be really good as long as what's his name does not touch it and it does not become Prometheus again, because that's bad.
Yeah, no. Oof.
Kardashians have signed a deal with Hulu. That's terrible. Hocus Pocus 2. I haven't seen the first one in a long time. What else we got?
I think there's a Keeper by the Dozen remake coming, a reboot.
There is. It's not Steve Martin, but you know. There's also another Diary of a Wimpy Kid, another Ice Age. Oh no. It's a spinoff of Ice Age called Buck Wild.
Oh boy.
Have you seen all the Ice Age movies?
I've seen the first three. I've seen bits and pieces of four, but it's not the same. It's gone downhill.
I guess it's about Crash and Eddie.
Yep.
Not excited for that. There is a Night at the Museum animated movie coming out.
Interesting.
There is a sequel to the live-action Lion King.
Very nice, very nice. There's a live-action animated feature of Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers featuring Andy Samberg and John Mulaney.
Yeah, those. I'm going to watch that first day. You know why?
Because Andy Samberg.
Yeah, but you know who's directing it?
Who's directing it?
Yorma from The Lonely Island.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's. I'm guessing Akiva shows up too. So it's going to be it's basically a Lonely Island movie with John Mulaney.
I'm surprised they didn't use Yorma as Chip.
Yeah, he's not as big of an actor, though, and I think John Mulaney will really kind of sell it more because John Mulaney's getting pretty big. There is a Polar Express-ish Pinocchio remake coming with Tom Hanks playing all the characters.
Oh, I'm so ready for that.
Well, did you know that's what the Polar Express is? Tom Hanks played like every character in the movie because it was motion captured, and then people just dubbed over their different voices.
That's amazing.
So there was also, I think it's a Peter Pan remake, Peter Pan and Wendy, Disenchanted, a sequel to Enchanted.
Whoopi Goldberg is coming back for Sister Act 3.
I haven't seen the first two. Are they good?
They're pretty decent. We'll definitely have to check it out. We might have to do a review of that one.
There's a Baymax TV show.
Ooh, I'm ready for that.
There's Zootopia Plus, which I don't know why it's called Zootopia Plus, but there's a Tiana show, and then there's a Moana show.
Interesting.
Now we're on to Pixar. Are you ready?
Oh, let's get into it.
First, we got Soul, which comes out Disney Plus on Christmas, so we'll definitely be talking about that.
We got Doug Days about the dog from Up trying to make his way in suburbia.
I did not catch that one. I can't believe that's coming. I want to watch it.
Oh, same. Without a doubt.
You know what they didn't mention, though? The Monsters, Inc. TV show that's supposed to come out, Monsters at Work.
Oh, dang.
It's like a sequel to Monsters, Inc., but oh well. Instead, we got the Lightning McQueen TV show where him and Mater go on a road trip across country. So we know who's going to be watching that.
Owen Wilson and Larry the Cable Guy.
Well, they'll be in it, but we know who's going to be watching it the day it comes out. You're going to be our correspondent to tell us how it is, because I'm
Oh
not
boy.
watching. Your favorite movie is Cars 2. You will love it.
That is true. Yeah. It's technically not my favorite. It's an ongoing joke, but you know what? For the heck of it, I'll watch it on first day.
Good. You have to watch it all. It's a TV show.
Oh.
So that means you're gonna get like 6 hours worth of Cars.
Oh, that's 6 hours too many.
We got it on recording though, so you have to do it now.
Oh.
Moving on to another movie, we got Lightyear, which is about the space ranger that they base Buzz off of, and it's starring Chris Evans as Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, I'm so hyped for that.
Yeah, I'll go see it first day. It's a different, like, it's a sequel, but it's a different kind of thing.
It's definitely going to be out of this world for sure.
Yeah. So then we got the Marvel movies, which and shows, which we obviously got WandaVision that comes out next year. We got Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness in 2022, which is directed by Sam Raimi, who did all the Evil Dead movies and Spider-Man 1 and 2. And he also did, oh, I was going to say Lord of the Rings. That was Peter Jackson, though. He did Oz.
We got The Falcon and the Winter Soldier streaming next March. That's going to be pretty neat.
Yeah. Do you think he's going to become, he's Captain America, right?
Yeah, I
He
think so.
becomes.
Because in the comics, he becomes Captain America once the original Captain America gets older and passes his shield down.
They're throwing all these shows out really quick. They're all like in a couple months span because then we get the movie Black Widow, which was supposed to come out last year, but then we get in the same month Loki with the guy who plays Loki and Owen Wilson for some reason.
Yeah, that was a weird trailer. Have you seen the trailer for it?
I have not watched it. I didn't know that there was one until I was scrolling down right now.
It's very bizarre.
Yeah, isn't it like what if Loki escaped or something like that?
Yeah, so they took the beginning of the trailer is when that scene at Endgame where the thing, the cube, I forget what it's called, the Tesseract. Yeah, the Tesseract lands next to him and he uses it to escape. Well, it's basically just him going on adventures like after that point.
Huh. I'd watch that. That's probably one of the ones I'd watch.
Yeah, me too.
So then we get the typical, well, not typical Marvel movies, obviously. We get more. We get the What If, which is the animated series that like shows like what if this happened or what if that happened. different like alternate timeline type things. Then we get Shang-Chi. Oh, we're getting a lot of Marvel movies this year. Then we get Miss Marvel, which is going to be on Disney Plus. Then we get Captain Marvel 2 next year or the year after. Then we get Eternals. Then we get Hawkeye. That's going to suck. It's going to be so boring. Then we get She-Hulk. Then we get Moon Knight. So is that like the moon and the night? Or is he like a knight?
I have no idea, to be honest.
Then we get Secret Invasion starring Samuel L. Jackson.
And Ben Mendelsohn.
Who's Ben Mendelsohn?
I have no idea.
Oh, well, then we get Ironheart, which I don't know what that is either. But then we get Armor Wars, which stars Don Cheadle. People who love Marvel and are super into it, and if they're listening to this, like my friend Mike from work, are probably getting so aggravated that I don't know what any of this is, and then I'm skimming over it. But he's also going to get super aggravated that I'm most excited about the next two, which are the Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special and the I Am Groot shorts.
I feel like the I Am Groot series is going to be like unanimous among fans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it might just be animated, but then we get Blade. Then we also get another Ant-Man movie called Quantumania.
Ooh, that's a fun name.
These are all coming out within the like, span of a year, I think. Because then we get Black Panther 2. Then we get Fantastic Four again. And that looks like all the news. We get a Percy Jackson TV show as well. Forgot about that
Ooh.
One.
Ooh.
Hopefully it's closer to the, not the movies. Did you like the movies?
Nah, I hated it. Well, I saw the movies before I read the books, and then I was like I thought the movies were okay, but then when I read the books, I was incredibly disappointed.
Yeah. I think I read all the book or all of them until the last one. And then I think I watched the movies, and then I think I watched the – or I don't know what I'm saying. I think I finished the books way, way after is what I'm saying. So
yeah, I gotcha.
So that's all the news I got. It's Christmas this week. Go out and celebrate, celebrate life. Don't go out and celebrate because, COVID. But
yes, go out and celebrate, but celebrate safely.
Do you have any thing that you want for Christmas the most, James? What's on your Christmas list?
So I just recently added that candle that you got to my Christmas list. I'm very interested in getting one of those.
It does smell really good, and I think you will heavily enjoy it. I really wish I did get you one now, but sadly, I can't give mine up. If I ever have like a stuffy nose again, which is going to obviously happen when allergy season comes, I can just sniff this and my nose is clear. Oh, God.
That'll clear up your sinuses real fast.
Yeah, 100%. It's rough. It's not fun. But who knows, maybe Santa's listening to this and he's just like, I'm going to take a dump in James' stocking, but I'm also going to pour some booty perfume in there.
Yeah, that's what I want for Christmas. What do you want for Christmas, Brad?
I want people to listen to our show and laugh at it like they're actually having a good time.
Oh yeah, definitely come watch our show.
I'm just kidding. I want another booty perfume candle. I want to line my like shelves with them.
That's a lot of booty perfume.
Whereas the box says perfume, perfume.
The A on the end makes it French.
Yeah, I think that's what they were going for. How's toga tips? How's that going?
Oh, it's going pretty well. It's right around the holidays, so the holiday event is about to start in Pokemon Go. That's going to be pretty wild. I finally got myself a capture card, so I'm going to start doing some recordings on my Switch. So there's going
Oh,
to be some
nice.
video game. There's going to be some video game streaming going on there. Everything's going good.
What's your Twitch name?
Oh, I don't have Twitch yet. I'm just using YouTube. But if I did have Twitch, it would be, I think I'd probably just do Togetips, unless I have to add something else to it, then there'd be some numbers and characters in there too.
Well, you know what my Twitch name is? Because I got bored one day while playing Rock Band and decided to stream it.
What's your name?
Really Brad at games. So if anybody wants to follow me, hit that subscribe button and send me some of that Amazon Prime money.
Do it. And I will let you guys know when I make a Twitch. But in the meantime, if you want to check me out, I'm on YouTube at Togetips. And you can also find me on Instagram and Twitter.
Nice. I got something I'd like to plug now too.
Plug it up.
There's this great candle that I bought online called Ethan Klein. This smells like my butthole. And it is the best smell. You know it's great when you smell it and your eyes just start watering. Right, well, thank you everyone.
I'm sorry, I can't.
Thank you everyone for listening. We will be back next week, the day after Christmas. So I don't know why we can't just say Merry Christmas next week, even because it's closer to the next episode than it is now, but technically whatever. So I hope you have a good Christmas. You get lots of booty perfume candles. And yeah.
Be safe, cherish your families, enjoy world peace,
Don't get
Yuletide,
COVID. But if you
all
do,
that
listen
good
to our
stuff.
show. If you do get COVID, listen to our show. We're here to entertain you.
And if you don't have COVID, just come listen to our show as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, it's Connor, friend of the show and one of the hosts of No Highway Option. I'm a very big movie news guy, so Brad kindly asked me to record some of my thoughts about Disney's Investor Day and share them here. I only have about a minute, so I'm gonna kind of speed through one per each big brand, if you will. So, first off, I'm going to cheat and do two. Hayden Christensen coming back for Obi-Wan Kenobi, made me scream, and Patty Jenkins is going to be directing Star Wars, but it's Top Gun. Top Gun, but it's Star Wars. Cool, I want an alien beach volleyball scene. With Disney Animation, a lot of their series sound cool. Tiana movie? Tiana movie is interesting. A lot of the live-action remakes sound like they're going direct to Disney Plus now, which is neat. And I'm kind of encouraged by what that means for the theatrical landscape. Pixar sold Lightyear is based off the man, not the toy. Marvel's got, cool stuff coming after a full year off. But most importantly, Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, directed by Akiva Schaffer, starring John Mulaney and Andy Samberg. Oh my God, that is the raddest thing I have ever heard. Okay, thanks. Listen to No Highway Option. Bye.
For more information on the D College Podcast, Sleepy Time, or Togi Tips, visit us online at instagram.com/dcollegepod. And now a word from Anchor.